Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Lee, how exactly is lab-grown meat made?
Well, lab-grown meat is made from a starter cell culture where a small number of cells are taken from an animal, like a cow or a sheep. Then they're put into a container, like a bioreactor, and they're grown over a period of time to increase the cell mass. Then after that, what happens is they have to be switched to turn into meat cells, because the starting cells are a type of stem cell that is not a meat cell. We need a switch to convert them to meat in the long run.
So it's ultimately, it's not completely removed from animals. It is technically starts off from an animal. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It does initially start off from an animal, but we would hope maybe in the long run that we could have stem cells that might last forever, immortalized cells, so we don't have to keep going back and back to the animal. But that's probably a bit down the track at this point in time.
Kind of like how they make bread. They've got like the mother culture.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely like that.
So with the creation of the meat, just how laborious is it to create? How much resources does it make? So does it take?
Well, it's not, I wouldn't say it's resource intensive, because we provide the cells that are growing with the specific nutrients that they need that mimic what is in the body. And it has taken a long time for people to understand what these cells need to grow. But once you know all the components, then that's not an issue. So it's pretty straightforward once the conditions of the growth have been sorted out.
And does it have the same nutrient content for us humans to get from meat? And does it taste the same?
It'll probably taste a bit different, and it may need to be, adjusted to introduce a flavour that might be more compatible with a whole animal, because a whole animal's got blood and all sorts of other things in it that the grown cells outside in the culture wouldn't have.
Yeah, and obviously natural meat has fat mixed in with it as well, which gives a lot of flavour. So I guess, would it be missing the fat?
No, well, that's a very good point, and people are working on conditions to introduce the fat to provide that flavour that you'd get in meat from an animal.
Well, now that Australia is, we've joined the lab-grown meat industry, do you think this industry will pick up with more and more countries to follow suit?
I think so. The main issues with the with growing with animals to food is the environmental destruction plus the animal cruelty issues. And while I don't see that this laboratory-grown meat is going to replace eating live animals, or, you know, animals that were grown in the immediate future, I think it'll sort of gradually come in as we develop the technology and people get used to the idea.
Well, one issue with lab-grown meat is the cost. So it is it costs more to grow lab meat than it is regular meat. Do you think it will take long for the price to go down so it would match, or maybe even be less than regular meat?
Well, you're correct, because as the first hamburger took £250,000 to grow, but with the improved technology, the cost will be going down the whole time. And so in the end, I'd imagine it would definitely be less than the cost of having to grow animals.
Well, what do you think we could see, like an increase in population of chickens and cows and other meats we consume? What will it mean for real animals if we move off from real meat?
Well, I think real animals, we won't be growing them and harvesting them, treating them as resources as we do. We've seen a lot of concern about the way animals are treated today as sources of food and the cruelty that's involved. And of course, this isn't universal, but there are some, you know, a lot of instances of gross cruelty. But not having to grow animals just purely so you can kill them is probably ideologically a good thing.
Yeah, so it'd be good to be able to see a bit more of a rise in the lab-grown meat, so hopefully we can see a bit more, you know, respect for other animals. Well, Lee, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, that's a pleasure, Nathaniel.